mentioned yesterday that the Gemara and Daf Samach Samad Aleph has a machlokas amaroyim. What's the din? Is a ganav chayev dalek behei if he sells the behema the shor oseh before yush? Rav Nachman is of the opinion that yes, that the chayev is bein la'acha yush bein lifnei yush. And Rav Sheshes argues, he says no, that you're going to be potter in that case. The dafk if you mocha la'acha yush and the geneva is knuya to the lokeach, so then the ganav is going to be chayev dalek behei. So the Gemara picks up on that machlokas on Samaches and the Beis. Gemara says like this: Amar le Rabbi Yochanan Gneva b'nefesh tolchi yarach. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? I'll prove that Rav Nachman is right. I'll prove that mocher lifnei yush is taka chayv. How do you know? She'ein yush bailim v'chayv. There's no yush bailim by Gneva b'nefesh. What does Gneva b'nefesh mean? So Rashi says, Agonev nefesh u'mocharo. Pasuk says that someone who steals nefesh me'echad, who steals a human being, a Yisrael, and he sells him, so then he's chayev misa for them. Tagonev nefesh u'mechara in kan yush, ain't the misyayish al atzma. Says Rashi, there's no yush by geneva benefesh because a person doesn't give up hope on himself. That's a musa de gevat. There's no yush. A person is never misyayish on himself. Rachmona chayev, and yet the Torah is mechayev a person, is gonev nefesh me'echad u'mechara. Alpha got the lower hand, he didn't accomplish anything. The person's not sold. There's no kinyan on the individual. He doesn't become an Eved Knaini. He's a Jew, so you can't sell him. So the person is not Messiah on himself, and yet we see that you're chayiv for that. So after Rabbi Yochanan, don't you see from this that even if the Mechira takes place, Mechira after a Gneva, even if a Mechira takes place before you, she's still going to be chayiv. Okay, so that's his statement. So the Gemara Machlal, the Sover Rabbi Yochanan lifnei yush chayiv. You see, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav Nachman that mocha lifnei yush is going to be chayiv. La'acha yush mai. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold about mechira la'acha yush? Right? What did the Amoraim hold about la'acha yush? So we see a machlokas Amoraim about mocha lifnei yush. What do they hold about acha yush? So Zog the Gemara, there's a paka machlokas about that as well. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, Reish Lakish amar potan. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether mocha la'acha yush, Mochel Achayush is going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Chiyuvi Bein Lefnei Yush Bein Laachayush. Eshlokish Amar Potter Chiyuvi Lefnei Yush Shu Avala Achayush Kona. Eshlo Tavea Shalom Mochel. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mochel Achayush is going to be Chayiv. Is going to be Chayiv. Eshlokish says no. Mochel Achayush is going to be Potter. Because once you're kona biyush, shalom tovei, shalom moch. What does Rashi say? La'acha yush, my, what's the subject here? Misvir la'yush greater koni kirav, shalom tovei, shalom moch. Or didn't la'yush lo koni? Sounds like it's a machlokis. Is yush kona or not? If you hold yush kona, so then shalom tovei, shalom moch. He's not tovei, shalom nignav, he's tovei his own. Because he's already kona, so he's not going to be chayiv for that. Because dalet behe is only if he's gone, if shoroseh, and he's tovei, the shoroseh of the nignav. That's Rish Lakish's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Yush is not going to be Kona. So since Yush is not Kona, then the Chiyuv can be even La'acha Yush. Ben Lefnei Yush, Ben La'acha Yush. If you're Toveach and Moch, you're going to be Chayiv. Because we don't say Shalom Toveach, Shalom Moch. Okay, that's the Machlokes in the Gibbon. So Eisei Rabbi Yochanan, L'Resh Lokish, Gona V'Higdish V'Achar Tavach, V'Sham Tashlom Ekeva, V'en V'Sham Tashlom Yabba V'Chamisha. The Braise says, Gona V'Higdish V'Achar Tavach, V'Sham Tashlom Ekeva, but not Dalek V'Hay. So Eima, Silem, L'Lifnei Yush, it's a brayse or a mishnah. Could be a mishnah later on. Ilei malifnei yush mikadosh ishki akdash es beiso kodesh am rachmanam a beiso shalom av kol shalom. Rabbi Yochanan asks like this, that from the memory of Chazal, it sounds like gona v'higdash v'achar tovach is not mishan dal v'hei. So what are we talking about? If it's lifnei yush, the higdash can't be chal. What's the gona v'higdash here? The gona can't be, the bailin can't be makdash. Ishki akdash es beiso kodesh. Excuse me. The ganav can't be makdish because lifnei yush still belongs to the nignav. So if it still belongs to the nignav, so then the ganav can't be makdish. Ishki akdish is based, so tells me that you have to be a bailim to be makdish. Elapshita la'acha yush must be talking about after yush. The time of the higdish udein mashantash lomeba v'chamisha, the chikotavach, the higdish chikotavach. The reason why he's not going to pay dalav behe is because ganav the higdish now it's shal higdish, it's not shal nignav. Avalo higdish tovach mishandash lomer ba'chamisha. But if he weren't makdish, then it's mashma that he would pay dalad v'hei. V'isakadai v'chiyush kona amai mashalim shalot aveh shalom mochem. Frick, Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that gonna be higdish v'agav tovach is not mashalim v'shalom v'abav v'chamisha? It sounds like only because higdish is not going to be mashalim v'shalom v'abav v'chamisha. We must be tovah l'acha yush, because if it's lifna yush, there is no higdish, you can't be magdish. And if it's la'acha yush, so then even without him being makdish, how can he be chayav dalad v'hei shalom v'tovah shalom mochem? So Amalei Reish Lakish responded, "How come I asking you to check the shul bailim biyad ganav? We're not talking about ganav behigdish that the ganav was makdish. The bailim were makdish biyad ganav. So ganav behigdish, the chiddush is that you're not mishal dal behay, because now it's shel hegdish, it's not shel aniknav. Aye, how can he be makdish? We're not talking about that the ganav is being makdish. We're talking about that the bailim were makdish. Aye, vegli gemara mi kadosh ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan gozal on esyar shabanim shnei menim mechalam lahagdish zelafin shena shalav zelafin shena b'shusam." How can the Bailam be Makdish, Rabbi Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan says that Gesel is Eino Bishus HaBailam. So the Bailam can't be Makdish, so we're still up a creek without a paddle with this man. It doesn't make any sense. Gona behigdish, you're not going to be Mishalim and Dalit behay. What's the case? What? Bishu Bailam beyad Ganav? They can't be Makdish. I mean, so they say in the yeshiva, who the Amak it's Tznuim? The answer is that this member is going like a Tznuim. The tznuim, the rishonim in the different mishnayos explained that tznuim were medaktik in the mitzvahs. The question is why they're called tznuim. Okay, that's a question for a different time. Machshava question. What does tznuos have to do with the diktik in mitzvahs? But that's what they were. They were very careful about mitzvahs. So the tznuim would be meniach moz. They put money down. And they'd say, "Kol anilka mizei yehi mechulal al hamos ha'elu." What are they doing this for? So as Rashi explained, and Mefarshim explained, we're talking about kerem revai. We know there's a din of ma'aser sheni. You have to eat in Yerushalayim, and there's also a din of netar revai. Machlokas tanoim whether it's netar revai or kerem revai. Does the din of revai apply to any netiya, or does it apply only to a kerem? What is revai? That means the first 3 years that you, when you plant a fruit tree, the first 3 years it's orla, it's also bachil, it's also bahana. The fourth year it's called netar revai, you eat in Yerushalayim, just like ma'aser sheni. And the fifth year you're allowed to eat it, stop, you can eat it outside Yerushalayim, it belongs to the bayim. So there are comparisons, there's a gzereshav of kodesh, that netar revai is compared to ma'aser sheni. So it has the same dinim as ma'aser sheni. So the Mishnah ma'aser sheni says that the tznuim were so careful about mitzvahs that not only were they concerned that they should fulfill all mitzvahs asay and they shouldn't violate any of the mitzvahs laws asay, but they were also concerned that other people shouldn't violate any aver. So what did they do? Well, they were afraid that people would pluck fruits from their trees, kerem revai, right, netar revai, and these fruits would be gzela, but the problem is they'd eat it outside Yerushalayim, they wouldn't realize it's kerem revai, and they'd violate the issa of eating kerem revai outside Yerushalayim, so the tznuim would be mechalel, they'd be podeh, the kerem revai for the gazlanim, on behalf of the gazlan. But how could they be poda? They're not going to be poda before it's named, so they're only poda after the person takes it. Right? They'd be minyecha samos, and they'd say, kalam nilka, he said, whatever is nilka afterwards, yeh mechulal al hamos ha'elu. The fruits that are nilka should be mechulal on this mos. So what do you see? You see that the tznuim held, that even though the kerem revai has already been nigzal, and you'd imagine it's eno b'shusam, they can still be mechala, the kerem revai. So this memra, that gona v'higdish, v'akar tavach ha'machar, is not mesharam dalai v'hei, that's assuming like the tznuim, that b'shul b'ayelim v'yagam, that the b'ayelim are able to be makdish, and even though it's not b'shusam, there's no din that you can't be makdish, yadav v'shena b'shusam, because they're assuming like the tznuim. Rabbi Yochanan would say, avadi can't be makdish, yadav v'shena b'shusam. That's why the nigzal can't be makdish. The Gezel, right? Before Yush, even the Gazlan can't be Magdash, but the Bailam can't be Magdash either. There's Zena B'Shusam, but it's Tznuim hold that you can't be Magdash Adav Shena B'Shusam. So this Mishnah Memra is assuming, like the Tznuim, that you can be Magdash Adav Shena B'Shusam. Okay, that's the Gemara. Sounds like a very complicated Shaka B'Tayim in the Gemara, so it's an important Shaka B'Tayim. But when all the dust settles, what emerges is that there seems to be a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and the tznuim whether you can be makdish adav shena b'shusam. That's the basic machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't be makdish adav shena b'shusam. That's why the nigzal can't be makdish the davar adazal. And the tznuim seem to hold that you can. Right, the Gemara makes this comparison between chilul kerem revai, chilul ma'aser sheni, and the ability to be makdish adav shena b'shusam. that since the Tznuim hold that you can be Mechal Keren Ravai even though it's not Bishusa, even though it's an example. So by the same token, you could be Makdish Adav Hashem of Bishusa as well. That's the comparison, that's the equation that Gemara is making. So it's on that equation that Tosfos has two very important kashas, two important statements. Let's see this Tosfos together in the Ramaskal Hu. The Im Tomer Frek Tosfos, V'heichim Edami Hagdish L'chil, Shekmo Shiyochel L'chala Mashad Yan Chaber Ken Yochel L'Hagdish. Tosfos says, look, the Gemara is making this comparison. It's Nulim Holding, you can be Mechalel, Karen Ravai, Marisa Sheini, even though it's not Bershusto, even though it's Nigzal, so by the same token, you should be able to be Magdish and Roshan Bershusto. What's the comparison, says Tosfos? Is that really a good comparison? Is it a good extrapolation from the Tznuim to the Din of Hagdish? Valo avo bishen yochel ha-hagdish perish al-chavero, yochel l'chal ha-hagdish al-chavero. The reality is that you can't be Magdish perish al-chavero. If Reuven owns Peris, so Shimon can't be Magdish those Peris. But nevertheless, he can be Mechal al-hagdish al-chavero. If Reuven is Magdish something, to Berek HaBayis, let's say. Now, let's say Reuven has a particular object. I don't know, he has a diamond ring. He wants to be Makdish then. He has a baseball bat. He wants to be Makdish then, right? So it becomes Shel Hegdish. So what, it's Shel Hegdish and there's no way to make a Chulin again? No, there's a concept of pigeon Hegdish that you can redeem the item of Hegdish and now it becomes Chulin. The money gets the Kedush of Hegdish and the item becomes Chulin again. The fact is, you can be Makdish even Perish HaChavero. Even Perish Shel Chaver, you can be Poda, even Hegdish Shel Chaver. If the Chaver is Makdish something, so you can be Mechalel, that Hegdish. So, how is the Gemara assuming that from the Tznuim you can extrapolate that a person can be Makdish even a Darshan and Meshus? So, what's the case of the Tznuim? The case of the Tznuim is that you have Meiser Sheni, right? Or the case is actually Karen Revai, but Meiser Sheni and Karen Revai are the same, right? Karen Revai presumably is Mamon Gavoa. That's actually Machlokas Rabbi Meir Lechacham, Machlokas Tanah. Right? But we'll assume that Meister Sheni, Karen Revai is Mamon Gavoa. Right? So the Gemara is assuming, well, if you can be Mechalel, something that's not yours, something that's not Bershuscha, it's not really yours, it's Mamon Gavoa, so by the same token, you can be Makdish, Mamon Hedyot, Shein of Rishusa. Right? Just like I can be Mechalel, Meister Sheni, and Karen Revai, that's Mamon Gavoa, it's obviously not mine, and so too I can be Makdish, Mamon Hedu, that's not Rishusa. What does one have to do with the other? The fact is, we already find a precedent that you can be Mechalel, you can be Poda, some kind of Mamon Gavoa, even though it's not yours. What's that precedent? Right, we have case number two over here. Right? Case number two is Hegdish Shel Chavero. Right? You can be Mechalel or Poda. Hegdish Shel Chavero. Even though that's also Mamon Gavoa. So what's the raya from number one to number three? Right, what's the raya that because you can be Mechalel, Master Sheni, and Karen Revai, that's Mamon Gavoa, so I can be Makdish, Mamon Hedyo, that's not Rishusi. It's no comparison. The reason why you can be Mechal Meister Sheni, that's Mamon Gavoa, is because that's a din of chilul, that's a din of pigeon. Apparently, even something that's Mamon Gavoa, something that has, right, that's not Mamon Hedyot, I can be Poda that. So that's why you can be Mechal Meister Sheni, even though it's not Bershusa. But there's no raya from that, from what the Tzlom wanted to do, that you can be Makdish, even Mamon Hedyot, that's in a Bershusa. That's totally different. What's the comparison between the two? That's Tosfos Kash. Okay? That there really is no comparison between the two, because really what the Tznuim were doing is like a regular pigeon of Hagdish. Hagdish is also Mamon Gavoa, and you're allowed to be Poda that. Right? Even though it's not yours, so too it can be Mechal Meister Sheni that belongs to someone else, right? It's Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavoa as well, doesn't belong to you, but so what? We find a precedent in pigeon Hagdish that you could be Poda, you could be Mechal, or something that's not Rishusa. But what's the comparison between that and Hagdish of Mamon Gavoa, being able to be Makdish, Mamon Hedyo, that's in a Rishusa? Meaning, what's the kash of Tosfos? Maybe the Tznuim really agree with whom, Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe they agree that you can't be Makdish Adosh and Abishus. So, but Chilul Meister Sheni is different. Maybe Chilul Meister Sheni should be different. That place is kash. The Shlomer says Tosfos lo dummy. The Hegdish Neachash Uvdish Yotzim Meshus Bailam. The Kmosha Bailam, the Cholam Lev Dosa, Kmokain Acher. Now, but Karim Ravai, Alpha got the Mama Gavah, you see, Tosis is assuming that's Mama Gavah. Right? He puts in the Mama Gavah in the Teretz, in the Kashi, he doesn't mention it, but it's clear, because that didn't change. Alpha got the Mama Gavah, we call Makam Abaylam Zakhaim La Ochla Birushalayim. That can be right. Says Tosis, no. No, it's not a good comparison, because don't say that Chilul Maaser Sheni and Pidyon Hekdesh are the same. Don't compare one and two. In the Kasha, Tosis felt one and two should be compared. So in the Teretz, Tosis says, no, one and three should be compared. Right? Don't say that Chilul Maaser Sheni and Karim Ravai, even if it's Mama Gava, don't say that that's the same as Pidyon Hekdesh Al Haver, which is also Mama Gava. No, that's not true, because even though Maaser Sheni and Karim Ravai are Mama Gava, but since the Bailim have an ability to eat it in Yerushalayim, it belongs to them as Chus Achil in Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni and Karim Ravai is more similar to Mamon Hedges. It's not as similar. It's not similar to Pidyon Hekdesh. It's more similar to being Makdish Mamon Hedges. Because the Bailim have a Chus Achil in Yerushalayim, so it's similar to Mamon Hedges. So that's the Gemara's comparison. Since the Tznuim were Machalal the Karim Ravai, even though it's not Rishuso, and Karim Ravai, since it's Chus Achil in Yerushalayim, it's similar to Mamon Hedyo. So from that, the Gemara wants to extrapolate that the Tznuim also hold that you can be Makdish Adavash and Rishuso. That's the Teretz of Tosfos. And the Kasha Tosfos thought that one and two are comparable, that you should compare the Chilul Maaser Sheni and Karim Ravai to Pidyon Hekdesh, both of which are not Rishuso, both of which are Mamon Gavoa, they should be compared. And if they're compared, then there's really no way that the Gemara should extrapolate from the Tznuim to the case of being Makdish Mamon Hedyot that's in a Rishuso. And the Teretz tells us, no, there's a difference between Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh. Hekdesh is Taka Mamon Gavoa, but Maaser Sheni, even though it's Mamon Gavoa, since it's a Chus Achil in Yerushalayim, it's more similar to the Mamon Hedyot case, being Makdish Mamon Hedyot that's not Rishuso. So the question is, what exactly is the give and take in Tosfos? What was their kasha, and what's the teretz? What were they assuming in the kasha, and what changed in the teretz? So perhaps the answer is that Tosfos is grappling with this concept. We say Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Vos mein tos. What does that mean that it's Mamon Gavoa? So b'pshuto you would say Mamon Gavoa means it's king, it's koni legavoa, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, so to speak, right? It's not yours. Right, when a person owns the tevel, then he's mafresh chumas amaisus from that. Right, if he's mafresh maisus sheni, it's part of the hafrosh of chumas amaisus. So the moment that he's koreh sheni to the maisus sheni, that tvuah doesn't belong to him anymore. It's no longer mamon hegyot. It's mamon gavoa. It's koni legavoa. Right? It's koni legavoa. It's mamish the same as hegdish. It's mamon gavoa. It's koni legavoa. Just like you'd say hegdish, it's koni to the beis hamikdash. So to maisus sheni, it's not koni to the beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash doesn't own it. But it's koni legavoa, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, Lashem Hu, the Gemara says, Lashem Hu. So it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so to speak his. That's the simple way of looking at Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. But the other way to look at Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa is that it's not koni legavoa really. It's still Mamon Hegel. It's just it's designated for a Tzora Gavoa. It's really still Mamon Hegel. Even if you hold Mamon Gavoa, right? The Chachamim, the Reb Meir, hold Maaser Sheni is Mamish Mamon Hedyot. Right? Mamish belongs to the individual. He could use it for whatever he wants. Rabbi Meir says, no. Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. You have to use it for Etzorech Gavoa. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. Can't use it L'chol Tzorachav. But the reality is, even according to Rabbi Meir, the Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, maybe it's still Mamon Hedyot. In terms of the Bailos, it still belongs to the Hedyot. But it's designated for Etzorech Gavoa. The simple pshat is Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa means that it's koni legavoa, it doesn't belong to the hedyot anymore. Ah, but he can eat it in Yerushalayim. Yeah, he can eat it, but that's a gzeras hakosav that mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu, that the person who eats in Yerushalayim, he's allowed to do that. It's a reshus that the Torah gives him to eat it. But who owns this? Who owns the Maaser Sheni? According to the first pshat, it's not the hedyot anymore. It doesn't belong to the hedyot anymore. And according to the first pshat, Maaser Sheni is koni legavoa. U'mishulchan gavoa ka'achli. Right? They're eating at the Rabbanu Shalom's table. Right? You eat in your shalat, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. It's good outlook. But it's koni legavoa. The other approach is no. It's still Mamon Hedyot. It's still Mamon Hedyot. But Osir Lasos Bokot Tzorachav.
You can't do anything that you want with it. It's designated for its tzorach gavoah, but in terms of bialus on the moment, it's still moment hedyo. These are the two approaches. Within my sesheni moment gavoah. Again, according to the Chachamim, it's moment hedyo lagamri. But Rabbi Meir says, no, it's moment gavoah. But the question is, what does that mean? Is it koni lagavoah? Mishulchan gavoah kazafu ka'achli? Or, no, even Rabbi Meir says, in terms of the bialus, it's really moment hedyo. But it's designated for its tzorach gavoah, so you're not allowed to use it for any tzorach. You have to dafke eat it in Yerushalayim. The Rizki Rav in Shiurim on Zvachim and Avot quotes Reb Chaim, who wanted to bring a raya from the Rambam that even if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoah, it doesn't mean that it's Koni L'Gavoah. But rather, it just means it's designated for a Tzara Gavoah. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you can't do with it anything that you want. But in terms of the Bialus, it still belongs to the Hedjah. How so? He said, well, first of all, Rabbi Meir, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir. Right? The Rambam paskins Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoah. That's in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam writes Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoah. Can't get more explicit than that. Right? You have to be the Dayag in the Rambam, to be honest. Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoah Shenema La'ashem Hu. Okay? So clearly the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoah. L'fiko chenonikna b'matana, elam keinosan lo atevel v'amakabel ma'afir shamais. Okay, Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoah, says the Rambam. The ain makashin bo asa ishi. You can't be makashin ishi with it. Be mochin also. You can't sell it. Right? It's mama gavoah. So why do you think you can't sell it? Why do you think you can't be makashin ishi with it? So if you would ask me, if you just look at the Rambam Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, I'd say, well, Ma'aseh Sheni mama gavoah. Shenema l'Hashem hu. It belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So of course you can't sell it. You can't be makashin ishi with it because it's not yours. You can't be makashin ishi with someone else's money. If David owns, right? David has money in his wallet. He leaves his wallet outside. He goes to the bathroom. I take a dollar from the wallet, and I'm makadosh and ishi with that dollar. Does that work? No, it's not my money. You can only be makadosh with your own money. Right? Kitcha begazel is ain't a makudashes. So you can't be makadosh with someone else's money. So the poshup shot should be that the Rambam holds ma'aseh sheni mama gavoah. So of course you can't be makadosh and ishi with that money. You can't sell it because it doesn't belong to you. It comes to the Rambam Hilchos Ishus and doesn't say that. The Rambam Hilchos Ishus writes, "Karekei halacha dam kitcha b'maaseh sheni b'ein b'shoyim b'meizid ainam akudeshes." Okay, makes sense. Rambam Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni told us Ma'aseh Sheni mama gavoah. Of course, makadosh with Ma'aseh Sheni is ainam akudeshes. Why? But why? So the Rambam should have said because it doesn't belong to you. Says the Rambam, "Lefi she'ein lo lasos bo shar chafotzav ad sheyischala." Shenemer b'maisel Hashem hu. Dr. Ram alam de shivart. He says, you know why ainam akudeshes? Because you're not supposed to do shar chafotzav until you mechalal it. Why does Ram need that? What, it's also to do shar chafotzav? It doesn't belong to you, so of course you can't be mekadosh and isha. Well, what's the shaila here? The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, the Ma'aseh Sheni mama gavoah. So the Rambam should have just said, you're not a buyer of this money, so of course you can't be mekadosh and isha with it. So Dr. B'chayim, no, you see from the Rambam that even if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoah, that doesn't mean it's Koni L'Gavoah. There was no transfer of bialus, it still belongs to the Hedjah. But there's a din L'Hashem, there's a din that since the Ma'aseh Sheni is designated for its Tzorach Gavoah, you have to use it dafka for that purpose, and you can't use it for any other purpose. So you can't be Mekadosh and Ishi with it, because you have to eat it. You have to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. That's the Tzorach of Ma'aseh Sheni, and that's it. You're not supposed to use it for any other purpose. The Rambam couldn't have said that the reason why she's not Mekudesh is because you don't own the money. Because the Rambam holds you really do own it. Even though you designated it as Ma'aseh Sheni, it's still Mamon Hedyo. It's just it's Osa to use it for Kol Tzirachot. So because of that Issa, that's why it's Einam HaKodeshes. It's not just Osa, it's not going to work. You see, there's a certain strength to that Issa. That because you're not supposed to use it for Kol Tzirachot, not only are you not supposed to use it, but it's not going to work, but not because the money doesn't belong to you, it really does. The pears belong to you. Well, the most Ma'aseh Sheni that you machal the Ma'aseh Sheni with, it belongs to you, but you're not allowed to use it for any other tzorach except for a tzorach level. This is the Rambam Sheet. The Rashba here in Bava Kama, just a few blot ago, the Rashba seems to disagree with that Rambam. How so? So the Gemara earlier is talking about whether Yush is kona for a gazlan or not. That's what these three blot are talking about, yeah? So Gemara is the kashan. The Tosefta says that Haganav
והגזלן, הקדש and הקדש, שמוסן תשומה, the גנב and the גזלן, המקדש, or the מפריש תשומו, or the מפריש מייסר, it's חל. So how can it be חל? Right? How can it be חל? So, Mustama, we're talking about Lacha Yush. Before Yush, there's no Havanim that did Shalicha. Must be talking about Lacha Yush. And what does this show you that Yush is coming? Because if Yush isn't coming, the Ganav can't be Mafrish Chumma from something that doesn't belong to him. He can't be Makdish something that doesn't belong to him. So, isn't this the right that Yush Kedi is coming? That's the Gemara's Kash. Says the Gemara, Amri, Hosam Ika Shini Hashem. Says the Gemara, no, this is not just Yush Kedi. This is Yush and Shini Hashem. Mekar Tigla Vahashta Chumma. Hekdish may karchul in the hashda hekdish. No, this is different. This is Yush and Shini Hashem. So Yush and Shini Hashem together, that will be Konan. That will be Konan. But without Yush and Shini Hashem, it's not gonna work. Yush Kedi is not gonna be Konan. Okay, that's the give and take of the Gemara. The Gemara says, yes, a kasha from Ganav and Gazlan, who can be Makdish and be Mafrish Chuma, that it sounds like Yush is gonna be Konan by itself. The Gemara says, no, that's a double. There are two things working together. There's Yush and Shini Hashem. So, Frag the Rashba, what does the Gemara have to come on to Yush and Shini Hashem for? The Gemara could have said what? There's Yush and Shini Rishos. Exactly, Josh. Now there's Yush and Shini Rishos. What do you need Shini Hashem? Shini Hashem is it's a complicated concept. Gemara has a whole back and forth. Some is Shini Hashem Kishini Mais or not? There was a whole shot that wasn't so clear that that's true. So, Frag the Rashba, what do you need Shini Hashem for? Just say Yush and Shini Rishos. Everyone agrees Yush and Shini Rishos is going to be coming. Hikla made it behegdish lomali high time. The hegdish kishin rishus. So hegdish is like shin rishus. The yush vishin rishus ego ulakulayamakon. Everyone says yush and shin rishus is going to be common. Notice he only asks from hegdish, not from truma. Right? Because truma, there's no shin rishus. It's not momo gavon. It belongs to the bailam, and they have to give it to the kohen, and then it belongs to the kohen. So, but he says from hegdish, there's a kasha. Zokta rashba, v'chein maise. Now, Meiser in the Gemara, what do you think the Meiser means? Poshup Shad, if it's Meiser Rishon. So, Zokter Ashba, V'chein Meiser. If it's Meiser Sheni. V'chein Meiser, I Meiser Sheni, who Aliba the Remeir, the Amar Meiser Sheni, Meiser Mama Gavah, who Mishulchan Gavah, Zochu Bevelo, Mama Nihad Yoru. According to Rabbi Meir, the Meiser Sheni is Mama Gavah. So then, the same kasha applies to Meiser Sheni. Why does the Gemara need Yush and Shini Hashem to explain why the Ganef and the Gazlan can be mafresh Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavah, according to Rabbi Meir. So you have a Shini Rishus, just say there's Yush and Shini Rishus, and that's how he can be mafresh Meiser Sheni. So Zokter Ashbo, Mistapeli, the Begroa, the Truma, Nakfina Lakulu. That really, we need Yush and Shini Hashem only for Truma, because by Truma there is no Shini Rishus, there's no change of ownership. So by Truma, the only way to explain why the Ganef and the Gazlan can be mafresh Truma is to say that there's Yush and Shini Hashem. But in Achanami, by Hekdish, and by Meiser Sheni, Lefi Rabbi Meir, the Meiser Sheni Mama Gavah, you don't need Yush and Shini Hashem. You have Yush and Shini Rishus, so of course the Ganef and the Gazlan are going to be common. The Truma, Mamon Kohen, who, it doesn't mean Mamon Kohen, it means it's Mamon Hedyot, so it belongs to the Yisrael. And then when he gives it to the Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen. It's not a Kenyan Gavah. The Ad Asi Liyadi, the Kohen was Zahava. The Yisrael owns it. The coin doesn't get it until the Yisrael gives it to him. The Hilkachem kana l'Shini Hashem levad. As long as the Yisrael is holding on to it, there's only Shini Hashem. That's what the Gemara says. Yush and Shini Hashem, because it covers the case of Chum as well. But in Achanami for Hegdish and for Meiser Sheni, if you held Meiser Sheni Mama Gavah, you wouldn't need Yush and Shini Hashem. You could just say that there's Yush and Shini Rishus. What's the Rashba talking about? According to the Rambam, does this comment to the Rashba make sense? That if you hold like Rabbi Meir, the Meiser Sheni Mama Gavah, there's Shini Rishus by Meiser Sheni? No. His kasha is good by Hegdish, but his addition of Meiser Sheni is a big chiddush. He didn't even need it. What did he need it for? Right? He could have just asked this kasha by Hegdish. What does he add the Meiser Sheni? But the Rashba is very adamant about Meiser Sheni. He's assuming that if Meiser Sheni is Mama Gavah, it's Takakone Lugavah. Right? Rashba seems to be assuming that if it's Mama Gavah, then there's Taka change of ownership. So there's a change of ownership. What do you need Yush and Shini Hashem for? Just say that there's Yush and Shini Rishmas. So it's clear, Lichtendam Verda from the Rashba, that he argues with the Rambam. He holds the Meiser Sheni Mama Gavah means it's Konu L'Gavah Mamesh. It's not Mama Hegel anymore. And that's why he asks, even from Meiser Sheni, not just from Hegish. So it could be that this issue is what Tosus is grappling with. Tosus in his Kasha asks, what's the
Tavamino the Gemara to make this extrapolation from the Tznuim to being Makdish, Mamun Hedyu Shayna Bishus. What's the connection? Chilu Maisa Shayna, Chilu Kamravai. That's like being Poda the Hegdish, that's Mamun Gavah. So just like we have this din, that you can be Poda the Hegdish al Chaver, even though it's Mamun Gavah, it's not yours anymore. It's not your friends either. Right? You have the ability to be Poda the Hegdish even though it doesn't belong to either one of you. It's Mamun Gavah. Right, it belongs to Hegdish. So too, you can be Chal Maisa Shayna, Kamravai. Even though it's Mamun Gavah, right? That's a special halacha. It's a special din. It's a din of pidgin. Right? The Torah is mechadish this idea that you can be pulled the hegdish. If you can be pulled the hegdish, you can be mechal ma'aser sheni too. Even though it's not Rishusa, because it's no different than hegdish. That tos is kash, right? But what's the comparison to being makdish mamun hegdish that's in a Rishusa? That's mamun hegdish. No one would say that you could be makdish, that you could create a change of ownership on something that's in a Rishusa. Right, you can create a change of status, if you will. Right, you're taking away the kedusha of the hegdish. You're taking away the kedusha of the ma'aser sheni by being mechala. That you can do even if it's in a b'shusa. But to create a change of ownership, to be makdish as ownership of b'shusa, and to make it mamun gavah, mushteit. Right, how do you see that from the tznuim? The two have nothing to do with each other. Right, that's Tosis kasha. So. What's Tosis thinking in his kasha? In the kasha, Tosis was assuming that Ma'aser Sheni and Karen Revai, Mamun Gavah, what does that mean? It's Mamish Mamun Gavah. It's Mamish Mamun Gavah, it's not Mamun Hedya. So Taka, it's more comparable to Hegdish Al Chaver, that's Mamun Gavah Mamish. To something that's already Hegdish and you're coming to be Pode. That's why Tosis says, what's the comparison between 1 and 3, between Chil Ma'aser Sheni and Karen Revai, that's already Mamun Gavah, and the case of being Makdish Mamun Hedya, that's not Rishusa. The two have nothing to do with each other. Teretz Tosis is coming around to say, even if you'll claim that Ma'aser Sheni and Karen Revai Mamun Gavah, but Zakai Mabaylam La'ochla B'Yerushalayim, this is Chus Achila in Yerushalayim, that's Chus Achila, it's not just Mishulchan Gavah Kazachu, it's not just the Heter Achila, that's Chus Achila's Megala, it's a Simen Ladover, that even if you're Ma'aser Sheni Mamun Gavah, it's not really Mamun Gavah, it's Mamun Hedyo, it's just it's designated Litzorach Gavah. So if it's really Mamun Hedyo, then Taka, there is a good comparison in the Gemara between the Tznuim and the case of being Makdish Mamun Hedyo, Shein Rishusa. Because both cases are situations where you're being Mechalel, you're being Makdish, you're changing the status of the item, right? You're changing the status of the item, that's Mamun Hedyo, right? So if the Tznuim felt that you could be Mechalel, Ma'aser Sheni, right? If someone tells you Mechal Ma'aser Sheni, even if it's Mamun Gavah, if you can Mechal Ma'aser Sheni, that's Ein B'Shusa, that doesn't belong to you, belongs to someone else. So that shows that you can create a status change even on something that's not B'Shusa. Even on something that's not Mamun Gavah, that Taka is Mamun Hedyo and it's not B'Shusa. Don't bring me a Raya from Pidgin Hegdish. Pidgin Hegdish is Taka Mamun Gavah. It's a different case. It's a totally different halacha. But if Ma'aser Sheni really is Mamun Hedyo, even if you hold Ma'aser Sheni Mamun Gavah, And nevertheless, the Tzum held that you can create a status change in the Ma'aser Sheni by being Mechalad, even though it's not Rishusa. So you can extrapolate from that you'd be Makdish Mamun Hedyo, that's in a Rishusa as well. Okay, so this could be the give and take between the Kasha and the parents of Tosis. Questions? Okay. That's point number one in Tosis. The Tosis continues. It makes another point as well. Tosis on the bottom, skipping a little bit in Tosis. Tosis says, Liu Dover Ten. The Hegdish Medami Hegdish Klal Achilo. Well, what's the comparison between Hegdish and Chilo? The Lama Lo Yuchal Achal Nati Revai Marse Sheni Shachaveh Shalom Yidaipa Kevin Dos Chus Ula Lo Dizachem Lo Adam Shalom Afanam. That's Taisis. What's the comparison at all? Like the comparison the Gemara is trying to make between the Chilo Marse Sheni of the Tznuim and Hegdish and the ability to be Magdish Lama and Hegdish that's in a Rishusam. The comparison is that in both cases you're doing something and yet you're not a Baalim on it. So if you can be Mechal Ma'aser Sheni, even though you're not a Baalim on the Ma'aser Sheni, then you can be Makdish, something that you're not a Baalim over either, something that's Ein B'Shusa. So Frek Taisis, what's the comparison? Maybe the Tznuim, we're not being Mechal of the Ma'aser Sheni, Midin Baalus. Maybe they will be Mechal of Midin Zachem. The Gazlonim, right, the Gezel is Taka Ein B'Shusa. They're not a full Baalim. It's still Shalachim, but it's not B'Shusam, so they're not a full Baalim. So what did you think the Gemara... I mean, the Gemara was bringing a comparison that it's still a holder, you're a Mechal Ma'aser Sheni, even though you're not a Baalim, you're not a complete Baalim. You're not a Baalim on the on the Bershusa, so that shows that you can be Makdish Mamon Hegel even though it's not Bershusa. What's the comparison? Maybe the Tznua will be Machala the Maisa Sheni Midin Zochen, not Midin Bailas. Midin Zochen? What's the Zochen? The Zochen is that the Gazlonim took the Kermavai, and now it's Bershusam. Right? The Gazlonim took the Kermavai, it's Bershusam. So maybe the Tznuim were being Zocha on behalf of the Gazlonim. They're being Zocha on behalf of the Gazlonim. They're not doing it because they're a Bailim, but rather they're being Zocha on behalf of the Gazlonim. The Hadami Barlam Bain Amud or Hantarim Shiloh Shachaber or Tzorah Nas Bailim Allah, Haina Tamaki the Kamra Asa, the Yom Nichalil and Evan Mitzvah in Mamoni. Abalacha the Chiain, Tov, Lahem, Amalakim, Shechalu, Osam, Habailim, Mashiok, the Balachil. The Gemara of Dharma Daflam and Gov has a Shaila whether what can be Tori Mishaloh Shachaber or Gabi Mafra Shumas and Isis for my friend. The Shaila in the Gemara is, do we assume a person doesn't want someone else to be Mafra Shumas and Isis on his own floor? He wants to do the mitzvah himself. Okay. That's when it comes to a mitzvah. But here, don't you think that the malachtim would want the tznuim to be machal the kerem revais, that they don't eat it without chilum? There's an issa to eat the kerem revai without a chilum. So here, it's a total schus for them. It's a total schus for them. If the tznuim are not going to be machal the maizish, the kerem revai, then they're going to eat it without chilum. So avad it's a schus. There shouldn't be any shayla. So if it's a schus for them, so maybe the reason why the tznuim were able to be mechal of the kerem revai is because they're doing it midin zochel, they're not doing it midin bailes. That's Tosfos kash. And then Nisha b'tzarchi. Tosfos leaves the b'tzarchi. They don't answer the kash. It's a parallel on the Gemara. How can you compare? How can you extrapolate from the tznuim that you can be makdash even a davar shenei b'shus? Maybe taka you can be makdash a davar shenei b'shus, but the tznuim were not doing it midin bailes. They were doing it midin zochel. You see, to be makdash adar shem b'shusa, there's no zochin there. I mean, what are you being zochin for? You're being zochin for someone? Makdash adar shem b'shusa. What's this chus? It's leaving the person's b'shusa. If you can be makdash it, so then if the hegdash is chal, then it's not going to belong to the person anymore. So that's not a chus for the individual. But for the malakta mavada, what the tznuim are doing is a chus for them, because then they won't be eating the kerem revai without chil. So what's the comparison? Maybe taka the tznuim are doing it midin zochin. That's Tosfos kash. Comes to Rabbeinu Peretz and he says, what's the kasha lechlam? Tosis is nisha b'tzarafin. I'll tell you, the Peretz is poshim of Rabbeinu Peretz. What's the Peretz? The Yishlomah d'hofa v'adai lo mahani mitam zuchus. The zochen lo la'odim shlo b'fano. Sharei zechia mitam shlichus. Zokta Rabbeinu Peretz, zechia is mitam shlichus. Ushlichus gufei lo hoya moel. The ha'inu gufayu lo hoya yurcholim lachalel. Kevin she'en ha'perish elohim. Lodomi lechuma the hasam yu gufi matzi tarim ilkach matzi mashvi shliach ilkach mahani zchiyah. As opposed to here, since they can't do it themselves, the zchiyah is not going to work. Kach piresh ritzba. The Rabbi Peretz quotes from the ritzba. What's the teretz? Zochin laadam shlabafana. Yes, there's a concept of zchiyah, but how does zchiyah work? He says zchiyah is mitam shlichus. It's not a real shlichus. It's not as if you're appointing the guy as a shliach, but there's an implicit appointment. Anan sadi denichalei denhevi shlucham. Right? He wanted to be a shliach. He wanted to be a shliach. So zechi is mitam shlichus. So if zechi is mitam shlichus, then it's limited by the concept of shlichus. Even though zechi is not a regular din of shlichus, the Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin has makoros for shlichus. Different makoros. We can learn shlichus from Gidin and Kiddushin. We can learn it from Shechitas Karban Pesach. There are different makoros for shlichus. Zechiah is learned from a different pasuk. The Gemara on Daf Mem Beis quotes in Nasiach and Nasiach Mimata that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is the mocha for Zechiah. That the Nasiim were able to be Zocha on behalf of the members of their Shevet and the parts of Eretz Yisrael that they were supposed to get. So that's not shlichus, it's a Zechiah. No one's appointing them, but they're able to do it midin Zocha. It's a Zechus for the individual. So the mocha for Zechiah, the mocha for shlichus is different. They're not the same. We need a Chiddush HaTorah that without a minui mefurish, without an explicit minui, you can still be Zoch on behalf of someone else. But how's it working? Zoch Derben Aparetz. It's working within shlichus. It's like a shlichus. It's a new category of shlichus. The Torah's mechadish in v'nasiach v'nasiachad that you can have shlichus even without an explicit meaning, even with an implicit meaning that's sufficient in order to have a type of shlichus. That's Zochim Yitam shlichus. So Zoch Derben Aparetz, if Zochim Yitam shlichus, then it's limited by shlichus. Right? Zochim is only going to work if the individual himself could have done it for himself. Now, there's a rule that milsa the iu lamotzi ovid shliach lamotzi mashi. A thing that a person can't do himself, he can't make a shliach in that. Notice that the Yul Amatzi Avid shliach Amatzi Mashi. You can't make someone else a shliach if you yourself can't do it.
Zachter Rabbeinu Peretz,
well, Zachi is the same, even though it's only an implicit nina, but the reality is, if you can't do it yourself, then you can't allow someone else to do it. There's no, you can't appoint someone else to do it, and the din of Zachi is not going to work either. But why? Zachi is not shliach. No, Zachi is mitam shliach. So because of mitam shliach, it's going to be limited by the same principle. That unless the individual that you're being zochah for can do it himself, you can't do it for him. Zachter Rabbeinu Peretz is Teretz. The question is, why did Tosfos think that the Rabbeinu Peretz is Teretz is so good? In fact, at the end of Tosfos, says, Ayin Tosfos, Kiddushin, and Vav, Dibu Maskel, Maskel. What's that Ayin Tosfos? Tosfos and Kiddushin quotes Rabbeinu Meir, who gives Rabbeinu Peretz his Teretz. That Zachi is not going to work over here, because Zachi is Mitam Shlichas, and Nilsa Deil Amotzi Yobah, Shlichas Amotzi Mashvi. So you can't make someone into a Shlichas, so then there's no, you're not going to be able to be Zoch on behalf of that individual. If the individual can't do it himself, so he can't make you into a shliach, and you can't be a shliach within zochin either for him. So why didn't Tosfos give that answer? It's very posh. The Tznuin couldn't do it within zochin; they could only do it within bialos, and that's the extrapolation from the Tznuin. If the Tznuin could do it within bialos, obviously you see that they can, that they hold that you can transfer ownership even on something that's in a b'shuso. So who are the nami? You could be makdash and davish in a b'shuso as well. Why didn't Tosfos just give that answer? It's posh. They're not doing it within zochin; they're doing it within bialos. So it could be that the answer, there are different answers that you can give. Okay, there are different answers. Some actually want to suggest maybe Tosfos holds Zachias Lav Mitam Shlichas. Maybe it's work. It's a Gzeres Hagozo. It's Lav Mitam Shlichas. I think that's very difficult because Tosfos throughout Shas seems to hold that Zachias Mitam Shlichas. We saw Tosfos in Gittin together that held that Zachias Mitam Shlichas. Rashi and Tosfos, the Chachmei Ashkenaz seem to hold Zachias Mitam Shlichas. The Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, and the Ritva and others, they hold that Zachi is not Mitam Shlichas. If they say that Tosfos claims Zachi is a totally different parish and it's not working with a Shlichas orientation, it's very difficult to say because Tosfos throughout Shas seems to hold that Zachi is Mitam Shlichas. So I was thinking maybe you could give the following answer. Going back to one of the principles we had before, Rabbi Yochanan has this idea that Gozov lo nisya shu avayam shneim renim mechalam lahak, which is elefi shena shuva, elefi shena b'shus. Right? So the Gemara wants to say that Tznuim argue. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. What does it mean? When we say that Gezel is Eino Bershus HaBayl, right? That the Bayl can't be Makdashir because it's Eino Bershusam, and the Gazel can't be Makdashir because it's Eino Shalom. What does that mean that it's Eino Bershusam? So we talked a lot about this, right? Physical control, halakha control, but I'm asking you a different shaylah again. When we say that it's Eino Bershus HaNigzel, did it enter into the Rishus HaGazel? Did the item leave the Rishus HaNigzal and enter into the Rishus HaGazla? It's still Shel HaNigzal. Right? There's Shelo and Rishusa. So do we say that it left the Rishus of the Bailam and it entered into the Rishus HaNigzal? Or do we say that it's not Rishus either one of them? It's not Rishus HaBailam, but it's not Rishus HaNigzal either. What am I really asking? What does Rishusa mean? Is Rishusa a Tnai in the Bailus of Shelo? Or is it an independent Chelik of Bailus? Should we say that bialos is really composed of two components? Right? It's composed of two elements. There's the shalom, the bialos of shalom, and the bialos of b'shusam. Normally, they're together. The person owns the item, and he's in control. Halachic control, physical control. Right? Do we say that b'shusam is a chelek nifra, the bialos? Right? There are two parts to bialos, shalom and b'shusam. But do we say no, that Bershuso is just a Tnai in the Bailus of Shalom? A person owns an object, right? So he can own an object. Sometimes it is Bershuso, sometimes it's not Bershuso. But without having a Shalom, it can't be Bershuso. Bershuso is just a Tnai in the Shalom. How much of a Bailus do you have? You own it. So the question is it under your control as well? Sometimes you can own something. It's not in your physical home, but it is under your control. Like a pikadon. Pikadon kalecha de'isei b'shusa demari'isei. Gezel is eino b'shusa, Right? So what does that mean that it's Eina B'Shusso? You still own it, but it's not B'Shusso. Do we say that Eina B'Shusso is just a Tnai Nashalo? You're the Bayim. You're the only Bayim. What happens to not be B'Shusso? Or do we say no? That B'Shusso is a Chelek of Bailus. It's a different Chelek of Bailus. There are two parts to Bailus. There's Shalom and there's B'Shusso. So if you lose the B'Shusso, you still have the Shalom, but you lost the B'Shusso. If you say that approach, if you say that there are two parts to Bailus, then Taka the Gazlan becomes a Bailum too. The B'Shusso could leave, the Chelek of Bailus of B'Shusso leaves the Nitzalot, goes to the Gazlan. Because there are two different parts to Bailus. But if we say like the second approach, that B'Shusso is only a Tanai in the Shalom, so then when we say that Gozavol and Nisyan Shalom Bailam, neither one can be Makdash, Zelvishin Shalom, Zelvishin B'Shusso, we never meant to say that the Gazlan has any Bailus over here. It's not B'Shusso Gazlan. It's not B'Shusso either of them. Right? It's not B'Shusso the Nigzam. But you can't say it's B'Shusso the Gazlan. He's not a Bailam B'Chlal. It's under his physical control, but you can't say he's a Bailam B'Chlal because until you have the Shalom, you don't have any Bailus. You have to have Shalom, and then we ask, is it also B'Shusso or is it not B'Shusso? But that's a Tanai in the Bailus of Shalom. Perhaps. If it's Tanai in the Bailus of Shalom, then the Gazlan doesn't have the Shalom, he doesn't have the B'Shusso either. Right? It's not that the Chepetz HaGazel left the B'Shusso of the Nigzal and entered into the B'Shusso HaGazel. We don't look at it as though it entered into the B'Shusso HaGazel. He's not a Bailam B'Chlal. What's an Akamina whether you say this, we say that? It's like you're turning a coin on. This side of the coin, the other side of the coin. It's a Tanai in the Bailus of Shalom, it's an independent Bailus. What do you think the Nakamina is? What's an Akamina? Let's say both the Nigzal and the Gazan want to be Makdash as Chayfetz. Does that work? Rabbi Yochanan says, Zelfish and Shalom, Zelfish and Roshu, so they can't be Makdash independently. Let's say they want to get together and be Makdash. Can they be Makdash? So if you hold that Shalom and Roshuso are two different parts of Bailus, and Taka the Nigzal is the Bailam on the Shalom, and the Gazlan is the Bailam on the Roshuso, so then the Chobra, they could get together. Both parts of the Bailus are getting together. The full Bailum are being Makdash designed. But if you claim that the Bailus of B'Shusso is just a Tanai, that the concept of B'Shusso, I should say, is just a Tanai in the Bailus of Shalom, so if the Nigzal wants to be Makdashit, he can't be Makdashit because it's not B'Shusso. The Gazlan wants to be Makdashit, he can't be Makdashit either because he's not a Bailum B'Chol. He's not a Bailum B'Chol, so he can't be Makdashit either. So it could be that whether the Nigzal and the Gazlan can get together to be Makdash, this item together, might depend on the Shaila. That if we hold that the Gazlan Taka is a Bailam, then they could get together. He has a partial Bailus, the Bailus of B'Shusso. And the Nigzal has the Bailus of Shalom. But if you say that the B'Shusso is only a Tanai in the Shalom, then the Gazlan doesn't have any Bailus B'Chlal. So it's not Shaykh that he should be able to get together with the Nigzal and be Makdash the Chayfetz. If he agrees to give back the Chayfetz to the Bailim, so then Efshar we'd say that it's B'Shusso HaBailim, it's B'Shusso HaNigzal. But until he agrees to give it back to the Nigzal, perhaps we should say that it's not B'Shusso B'Chlal. It's not B'Shusso HaNigzal, nor is it B'Shusso HaGazlan. No one can be Makdash at this point in time. The Avnei Meluim has a discussion about this issue, whether the Gazlan and the Nigzal can get together. Take a look at it. It's Simin Chav Ches Sekot and Yud Gimel. So he quotes the Ramban that we had before. I'm not going to get involved in the details. You look at it yourself. He wants to say that according to the Ramban, it would seem that the Gazan and the Nezel cannot be Makdash together. I think Lechora, this Shaila might depend on this question as to the nature of the Bailus of B'Shusso. Why do I bring this up? Because that might be the linchpin to understanding Tosus over here. Tosus has this suffix. Tosus has this kash, right? Tosus says, what's the comparison between Hagdash and Chilul? Maybe the Tznuim were being Mechala, the camera of Ay, not Midin Bailus, but rather Midin Zoch. They weren't doing Midin Bailus, they were doing Midin Zoch. Zoch and Ladam Shlobafonov. Right? So they were being Zoch on behalf of the Malakim and behalf of the Gazlan. What's the Kasha Tos assuming? They're being Zoch on behalf of a Bailu. Right? They're being Zoch on behalf of the Malakim. The Malakim are also a Bailu, and they're being Zoch on their behalf. Right? That's the chora, the kash. Comes to Rabbeinu Peretz and says, no, the malakdim, the gazlam, are not a bailam. It's eino shelohem. It's not theirs. He might not mean it's eino shelohem. I mean, of course it's eino shelohem. It's not even b'rishusam, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. It's not theirs b'chlal. So if it's not theirs, how is Zachan going to work? It's the milsa that you lamatzi of, but he can't do it himself. If he can't do it himself, you can't do it for him, Eden Zachan. What's Tosas assuming? Tosas felt, no, they could do it Eden Zachan. Why could they do it Eden Zachan? Because think about it. The Tznuim still owned the Karen Revai, it was still Shalohem. It just wasn't Birshusa. But if you assume that Birshusa was a separate part of Bailus, that there's the Bailus of Shalom, and there's the Bailus of Birshusa, so then it turns out that this Karen Revai really has Bailum. The Tznuim are the Bailum on the Shalom. The Gazlonim are the Bailum on the Birshusa. So I ask you, would the Gazlonim be able to be Mechalel the Birshusa of the Meister Shemi? The Chelek of Bailus of the Birshusa? Sure. If the Gazlonim and the Tznuim got together, then they could be Mechalel the Meister Shemi together. The Tznuim would do their part of the Bailus, and the Gazlonim would do their part of the Bailus. It's just the Gazlonim don't know to be Mechalel the Meister Shemi themselves. But if they got together, would they be able to do it? Epsha, maybe Ataka would work. Just like if the Gazlon and the Nitzel got together, perhaps they'd be able to be Makdish an item. They'd be able to be Makdish this Gazlon. So too, maybe the Tznuim and the Gazlonim could get together to be Mechalel Meister Shemi. Right, so if they could get together, then it turns out that the Tznuim really could be Mechal the Meister Sheni, Midin Zochin for the Gazlon. Not that they'd be Mechal the whole thing, Midin Zochin. No, the Chelek of Shalom, they'd be Mechal El Midin Bailim, because they take our own the Chelek of Shalom. But the Chelek of Birshuso, the Bailus of Birshuso, Taka the Tznuim don't have anymore because it's an exile. But the Gazlon do have that Bailus of Birshuso. If you assume that the Bailus of Birshuso is an independent Chelek of Bailus, the second Chelek of Bailus. So since the Gazlonim Taka are Bailim under Birshuso, then they could be Mechala, that Chelek of the Meister Shem. So if they could be Mechala, that Chelek of the Meister Shem, then Tznu should be able to be Mechala that for them, Eden Zachin. So that was the Kash of Taisus. Taisus perhaps assumed that there are two parts to Bailus. There's Bailus of Shalom and Bailus of Birshuso. So this Karim Revai was taka owned by two people, different chalakim. The Shalom was owned by the Tznuim, the Birshusa was owned by the Gazlonim. So Tosus was asking, what's the comparison between what the Tznuim did and the idea of being Makdish, Mamun, Heb, Yosheina, Birshusa? No, the Tznuim are not being Mechal, Meister Shein, Midin, Bailim. They're being Mechal, Midin, Zochim. What's that mean? Of course they're being Mechal, Midin, Bailus. They're being Mechal, the Shalom of the Karim Revai, Midin, Bailus. But they're not being mechal of the birshusa midin bailus. Maybe they're doing that midin zochin. Aye, but milsa the ilu masi ovet shliach lamatzi mashri. That if the gazlanim couldn't do it themselves, then the tznuim shouldn't be able to do it midin zochin. The answer is no. Tosus assumed that the gazlanim couldn't do it. They could have done it themselves if they knew about it. They could have been mechal of the chelik of birshusa. They just couldn't be mechal of the chelik of shalom. But the tznuim are going to be mechal of the chelik of shalom. We didn't buy those because there's still a buy on the shalom. But in the chelik of Birshuso, since the Gazlanim could have done it themselves, then Tosus felt that the Tznuim should be able to do it on behalf of the Gazlanim. We didn't zochin. Okay, so it could be that this issue, what is Birshuso, right? It, can there be a bailus of Birshuso for the Gazlan? Do we just say no? It's ain't a Birshuso. It's ain't a Birshuso anyone. It's ain't a Birshuso anyone. Of course, there's no bailus for the Gazlan because you can't have Birshuso without shalom. That Shaila might be the question that the Rishonim here are debating. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful Sabbath.